Have a lot on the agenda today. We're going to kick off Bugs of the Morning by welcoming Ann Chantel, joining us on behalf of Community for Kids. Chantel, welcome. Thank you for taking time for us.
Yes, absolutely. Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
Good. Enjoying the snow?
Not so much. I'm ready for spring.
Well, a good spring day for you today. It'll melt away, I would hope, even before 3 o'clock, but anything that's left around 3 o'clock in the sunshine should pretty well be absorbed.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to those 70-degree days. So. Yeah,
absolutely. Who isn't? Now, Chantel, Community for Kids. If folks haven't heard about it before, give us the Reader's Digest, please.
Okay. So Communities for Kids is an organization that was formed by some community leaders to bring attention to the need for quality childcare in North Platte. Mm-hmm. And so as some of the activities that we do around that, we've hosted some community meetings about expanding childcare. As anybody in North Platte knows, right now it's very difficult to get into childcare. Mm-hmm. And we have a community event coming up to help bring awareness to that as well.
So tell us about this event that's coming up in the downtown North Platte community.
Yes. So this is the second year of us hosting Kids on the Bricks. We do it in conjunction with Week of the Young Child, which is typically the first week of April.
Okay.
So April 9th, we are hosting Kids Downtown on the Bricks, just like we did last year, where they get to do a little scavenger hunt with the downtown community businesses and go in and get a little passport stamped, and at the end of it, get to enjoy some Double Dips ice cream.
Oh, it doesn't get much better than Double Dips, does it?
That's right.
They say it's your dessert destination, but I think it's a dangerous destination.
Yeah,
especially if you're on a diet.
Yeah, definitely.
So, Chantel, this is the second year for Kids on the Bricks. Last year, it's always concerning when you begin a new event, and last year, the community did an amazing job and showing up and supporting this great organization, great event.
We were very excited because even in light of everything that was COVID, we were able to host an outdoor event and bring a lot of people downtown. And this year, we're excited that we get to add two new activities to the docket. So we're kind of excited about that as well.
So tell us about these new activities that are coming.
So we've partnered up with the North Platte Public Library, and they're going to be hosting a babies read activity at 9:30 and 11:30 in the library. And then we are so excited to welcome the String Beans from Lincoln, Nebraska down here for a concert on the Bricks.
Awesome. This is awfully exciting. It's getting even bigger and better in year number two.
It is. And that is the plan, is to kind of grow it into be a big all-day event for the city of North Platte.
And why downtown North Platte? What made you guys decide to choose the downtown community as the venue?
You know, we are an agency that is all about supporting, you know, bringing local child cares and supporting local businesses. And so with all of the new improvements to downtown, we thought there wasn't a better place to host that. So
absolutely not. Great support, too, for our downtown businesses who obviously support this cause. Who doesn't support this cause?
Exactly.
So, Chantel, if folks want to attend and participate, how can they do so?
So the concert, the library activities will be at 9:30 and 11:30. The concert will be from 10:30 to 11:30. And then we're going to take a little break, and then the scavenger hunt will be from 1 to 3 downtown.
Okay. So if folks want to learn more, if they didn't get a chance to write all that down, or perhaps they have questions, how can they learn more?
We have a Facebook page that has more about the activity. It's just Communities for Kids, North Platte.
Okay.
So they can search for that. And there should be some contact information on there for our community coordinator, who's named Diane Livingston. So they can reach out to her as well.
Anything else you'd like to add this morning, Chantel?
No, I think that about wraps it up.
Community for Kids joining us here on Mugs of the Morning, and the downtown event is when again?
It's April 9th.
April 9th, so make plans to attend downtown North Platte. Chantel, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.